ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 3 गजेंद्रस प्रेयर्स ऑफ सरेंडर टेक्स्ट नंबर 28 नमः नमो नमस्तोभ्यम सहाय वेगा शक्ति त्रयायाखिलधि गुणाय प्रपन्नपालाय दुरंतशक्तये कदिन्द्रियाणाम् अनवाप्यवर्त्मने Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. My Lord, You are the controller of formidable strength in three kinds of energy. You appear as the reservoir of all sense pleasure and the protector of the surrendered souls. You possess unlimited energy, but You are unapproachable by those who are unable to control their senses. I offer my respectful obeisances unto You again and again. Purport. Attachment, greed and lust are three formidable forces that prevent one from concentrating upon the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These forces act because the Supreme Lord does not like to be realized by non-devotees and atheists. However, when one surrenders unto the lotus feet of the Lord, these impediments are withdrawn and one can realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Lord is the protector of the surrendered souls. One cannot become a devotee until one surrenders unto the Lord's lotus feet. Then the Lord gives one the intelligence from within, by which one can return home back to Godhead. So this is the 28th verse, and then after this is one more verse, 29th verse, and then the Lord appears to Gajendra as a result of these prayers. So to begin with, I'll just run through how this verse actually comes about. Going back to the 13th verse onwards, just to give a overview of the prayers, and then taking this verse in perspective. So, in the verse 13 to 17, Gajendra, who is in great distress, is giving an understanding of why one must take shelter of Krishna. Why we need to take shelter of Krishna. So, in the 13th verse, he describes that one reason is because Krishna is our Supreme Father. Kshetragyaya namastubhyam sarvadhakshaya sakshine purushaya adibijaya mula prakritaye namaha. So he calls Krishna purushaya adibijaya and mula prakritaye. The adibija, as Krishna describes in the Gita, sarva yonisu kauntaya murtaya sambhavantiya. Aham bija prajapita. So Krishna is the ultimate source, ultimate father. And then in the next verse, in the text 14, he describes that the Lord is directing everything. So the concept of being a father is that a father is always a well-wisher of a child. So he is the origin of everything. And the director means he is controlling everything. Sarvendriya gunadrishtre sarva prakrita hetave. So he says that sarva indriya, all of the senses which are acting under the influence of the Supreme. So that means he is a witness to all of these interactions of the senses with the sense objects. And therefore, asata chaya yoktaya sad abhasaya te nama. And it is only because of the presence of Krishna that anything in this world appears to have value. Otherwise, it is asata. Because of the presence of the Supreme Spirit, everything becomes of some value. Therefore, he is the Supreme Director, the Supreme Controller. So Gajendra is saying, my dear Lord, just as the senses are running behind the sense objects, so only by your potency and by your mercy, one can actually become detached. Otherwise, it is not possible. And then in the next verse, he's saying that the Supreme Lord is the supreme cause of everything. Namo namaste khilakaranaya nishkaranaya adbhutakaranaya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is without any other cause. He is the cause of all causes. Adbhutakaranaya. And he is such an origin and he is such a cause that he is super excellent in all of his pastimes and manifestations. So therefore Krishna is known as Adbhutakaranaya. That means one cannot understand by logic and reason how that Supreme Personality of Godhead creates by his potencies. Prabhupada was on a flight in somewhere in Australia, and then they were showing some film. And in the film, in typical style, they showed that the hero is going through so many difficulties. You know, villains are chasing him, and he's going up, and he's going down, and the cars are getting smashed, bombs are exploding, there is all kinds of violence. He gets shot, still he keeps running, his car gets smashed, still he's running. He falls from the top of a building, still he's alive, his legs are not broken. Again, someone comes and bashes him, still he's alive. And he keeps running and running, and you know, then there was a sudden explosion. And then out of that explosion he comes out. And Prabhupada said, looking at that, he's not dead yet. Only in phantasmagoria, this kind of scene is possible. Otherwise, it is only reserved for the Leela of the Supreme Lord that he is eternal, untouched by any kind of material effects. So therefore he is Nishkaranaya Adbhutakaranaya. And then he says Sarvagamamnaya Maharanavaya Namopavargaya Parayanaya. So he says all the Agamas or the Vedas or all knowledge, if you consider it to be like a river, then this river is flowing towards an ocean. Sarva agamamnaya maharanavaya. What is that maha aranav? Aranav means ocean. So all knowledge is ultimately flowing towards this ocean of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Namo pavargaya parayanaya. So he says, therefore, you are the supreme cause, the supreme origin. And then he says in the fourth verse in this series, text number 16, that my dear Lord, you are the supreme revealer of everything. Because everyone is in a bewildered state. All of us want to know the cause of my suffering, the problems I'm facing, who am I, my identity, what is my destination. So right now we are all in ignorance and we are searching for answers. Who will reveal? So here Gajendra is saying, Gunarani Channa Chid Ushma Paya. Gunarani is just like wood. So within the wood fire is there, but it is not seen. Tadakshoma Vispurjita Manasaya. But when you agitate the wood, then the fire comes out. So like that, the spiritual knowledge is there, but by the touch of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that yes, someone may say, Gajendra is saying, I am an animal, I am not qualified, I cannot study the Vedic literatures, I do not have any of this knowledge of Sanskrit and spirituality and everything, so how will I come to know what is the real goal of my life? So not to worry, even if someone is not qualified, Then, as Krishna says in Gita, Dadami Buddhi Yogam and Aham Tesham Eva Anukampartham Aham Agyanajam Tama Nashayami Atma Bhavastu. So this is the mood in this verse, that if one sincerely serves the Supreme Lord and takes shelter of the Supreme Lord, whatever knowledge is required to take his shelter is revealed from within. And this is the special prerogative of a devotee over a jnani, that this extra help is obtained from within. Tadakshoma visfurjita manasaya. So he says that in this way, one gets knowledge from within. Yan asthaya narurajan na pramadyatya karhichit dhavan nimilyavanetre na patetana skhalet iha. It is described in the 11th canto by the Navayogendras to Maharaj Nimi, that this path of devotional service is so perfect and so safe that if one simply runs on this path, na pramadyatya karhichit, there is nothing to be worried about. Dhavan nimilyavanetre, one can run with his eyes closed. Na patet, one will not fall. Na skhalet, one will not slip. Because the Lord Himself is guiding from within. Even if there is a temporary detour or a break, the Lord will again come to the rescue, as in the case of Gajendra we are seeing. So he says that naishkarmya bhavena vivarjitagama swayam prakashaya namaskaromi. Swayam prakashaya, the Supreme Lord will reveal from within the real knowledge. So therefore, we are all helpless, hopeless, ignorant, unqualified, but the hope is, if one is sincere, then the Lord will reveal whatever is required from within. And then finally, in the 5th verse of this series, text 17, he is glorifying the Supreme Lord as the Supreme Deliverer. First he says, you are the Father, you are the Director, you are the Supreme Cause, Supreme Revealer of Knowledge. And then he says, ultimately you are the Supreme Deliverer and most merciful Deliverer. Madrik prapanna pashupasha vimokshanaya muktaya bhuri karunaya namolalaya. So in this beautiful verse he gives various reasons how the Lord is constantly scheming and planning the soul's deliverance, wanting to deliver the soul from ignorance, wanting the soul to actually come back to Him as soon as possible. And thus, he is convinced that the Lord is his best friend. And this is very hope-giving in all of these series of verses. So now, the next, in the text 18, he says, okay, if Lord has all of these qualities and is so willing to help us, and if we are convinced that He is the supreme shelter, then where does the problem lie? The problem lies that there is obstacle. And what is that obstacle? He says the obstacle are the attachments which all of us have in our heart. Yes, convinced that the Lord has all of these qualities, but these attachments within the heart prevent us from taking shelter of Krishna. And so he says, what are these attachments? Atmatma japta griha vitta janeshu saktairhi dushprapanaya gunasanga vivarjitaya. He says, body, family, money, connections, which are all extended to the false ego, dushprapanaya, make it extremely difficult to obtain the Supreme Lord. But the Supreme Lord Himself is gunasanga vivarjitaya. He is without the influence of any of these moods. So in this way, it is these attachments which create the bondage within, and that prevents us from taking shelter of the Supreme. Muktatma bhi swahrdaye paribhavitaya. Muktatma bhi, but the Lord is so merciful, He appears in the heart of the Muktatmas. And thus, He allows them the opportunity to take shelter of Krishna. Bhaktacharya Maharaj was explaining when we had gone to Ujjain that when he was joining Hare Krishna movement, so his father was very much objecting. So Bhaktacharya Maharaj said, I'll tell you two good reasons why you should give blessings. And he said, first is that if I join, then I'll be in a position to serve you much better, because that if I get married, then most likely that I will not be able to stay with you, and I'll be traveling here and there and go much far away. But if I'm alone, then you can come and see me anytime, and I can come and see you anytime. You know, and there is no other relationship which prevents our relationship as it exists today. There is no other person who will come in our relationship. And secondly, he said that, I just don't want to serve you in this life. I want to serve you for a long period of time eternally. And therefore, if I dedicate my life, all the spiritual credits which I gain as a process of doing this will go to you, and you'll also get eternal life. So I think the best thing for you to do is give blessings. So he said, my father was convinced. So the connection between one soul and another soul, it happens via Krishna. So Krishna is the center. And when Krishna is taken as the center, then that's the beginning of Sambandha Gyan. So in most of these verses we see that Gajendra is trying to establish the proper Sambandha or relationship with Krishna, because so far he has been under the illusion that I am a powerful elephant and I have all of these kingdoms and properties and relations with me. But now he is revealing to Krishna, no, all of these relationships, all of this Sambandha is illusory. The real Sambandha, real relationship is with Krishna. Like that. And then in the next two verses he gives what is the impetus for taking shelter. And he says the impetus is, the Lord gives both material benefits to one who is impure. Yam dharma kamartha vimukta kama bhajanta ishtam gatimapnuvanti. One may have impure motives, you approach Krishna, no problem, Krishna will still give some reward. Kim chashisho rati api deham avyayam. Even sometimes he may award spiritual body to someone who may initially approach him with impure motives. Karotume adabhradayo vimokshanam. And Prabhupada in the purport gives the example of Dhruva Maharaj. So the impetus is to know, yes, even if I have impure motives, it is worth approaching Krishna. And second is, even if someone is pure, then what Krishna gives is he gives unlimited spiritual joy. Ekantino yasyana kanchanartham vanchanti yevai bhagavat prapanna. Atiyadbhutam tacharitam sumangalam gayanta ananda samudra magna. He says, ekantino means those who are devotees of Krishna, totally dedicated to Krishna's lotus feet. Yasyana kanchanartham, they are not concerned with anything of this world. Vanchanti evai bhagavat prapanna. They are surrendered to Krishna's lotus feet completely. Atiyadbhutam tacharitam sumangala. They are so attracted to Krishna's activities and pastimes, gayanta ananda samudra magna, and they spend their time glorifying Krishna's activities, hearing and chanting his glories. And when they do that, simply by hearing and chanting glories of Krishna, completely submerges them in ananda samudra, in an ocean of bliss. So Krishna gives that intense joyful experience of hearing and chanting his glory. So this verse was particularly oftentimes chanted. This was one of the favorite verses of one of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers, Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. And he would often chant this verse practically every day, because he himself was an embodiment of this. Ekantino yasyana kanchanartham, not wanting anything else. So Gajendra is saying, if we want some material benefits, Krishna is available, he will reciprocate accordingly. If we do not want anything material, we want total dedicated service, then Krishna gives that joy of just hearing and chanting his glories. And then, having said this, Then he summarizes in text 21 and 22, 23 verses he summarizes. Then in from text 25 onwards are his prayers. So 25, 26, 27, 28 and 29. These five verses are the prayers or what I want from you, my dear Lord. So initially he is glorifying the Lord, explaining his qualities, his glories, obstacles and impetus. And then now these five verses describe what I want. Please give me these five. And these are five things which any aspiring sadhaka should be aspiring to ask from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So from the prayers of Bhagavatam we understand what should be our prayers from Krishna. When we come in front of the deities, what we should ask the Lord. So in text 25 he says, what I want is knowledge. Jiji vishe naham iha muyakim antar bahircha vrte bhayonya. Ichhami kalena na yasya viplavo. In due course of time, ignorance is only one thing which is never destroyed by time. Everything else time destroys. But time doesn't destroy ignorance. So therefore, my dear Lord, you give me knowledge. That is something which has to come from you. Then he says, as our one devotee was giving a class, he was mentioning, Arjuna surrendered to Krishna twice. First, when he was in distress, he surrendered to Krishna. He got knowledge. After getting knowledge, he surrendered to Krishna again. And this time he got service of fighting and killing. So therefore, whatever service we do, the basis and the foundation for that is spiritual knowledge. Someone approached Prabhupada and said, Swamiji, I am a charity worker. Prabhupada said, who appointed you? Right? Like Krishna is already providing everything. In Isha Upanishad, he said, Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudasiri. So everything is being provided for. So that knowledge one must get. And then the second prayer, he says, I want liberation. Soham Vishwasarjam Vishwam Avishwam Vishwavedasam. Like Mahaprabhuji gave a wonderful class on this. Vishvatmanam param brahma pranatosmi param padam. Please give me liberation because this material world is just a horrible place. I don't want to stay here anymore. Then the third thing he asks is, after knowledge and liberation, give me purification. Let me be purified of my horrible desires. Yoga randhita karmanam. Yoga randhita karmanam is by practice of yoga. Randhan means like cooking. So may all my fruitive desires be burned. And thus, yogino yam prapashyanti yogesham tam natosmyaham. May I offer obeisances to that supreme controller of all yoga, Supreme Lord. May I be purified. So he asks for knowledge, liberation and purification. And the fourth thing which he is asking today in this verse, text number 28, is Namo Namastubhyam Asahya Vega Shakti Trayaya Khiladhi Gunaya Prapanna Palaya Duranta Shakti Kad Indriyanam. Kat Indriyana means Kutsit Indriyanam. That means very, very impure senses, which will force one to run and chase sense objects. Anavapya Vartmane. Asahya Vega. The Vega, the force, is something which cannot be tolerated, which cannot be controlled by one's own effort. Shakti Trayaya Khiladhi Gunaya. Therefore, what he is praying for, my dear Lord, please make me free from the influence of attachment, lust and greed. He is saying, please give me sense control. Very important, sense control. And then in tomorrow's verse, that will be like on Tuesday, Nayam Veda Somatmanam Yat Shaktyaham Dhyahatam Tam Duratya Mahatmyam Bhagavantam Itosmyaham. So the last verse in this series, the fifth prayer is, give me remembrance of you always. So these are the five things which a devotee should be praying when he comes to the Lord or the devotees in front of the deities. We should be praying for spiritual knowledge, for liberation, for purification, for sense control, and for constant remembrance of the Supreme Lord. So thus, the series of prayers which Gajendra speaks thus ends at the end of the 29th verse. So, in this way we find that in this particular verse, Gajendra is saying, Namo namastubhyam asahya vega shakti trayaya khiladhi gunaya prapanna palaya duranta shakti means practically impossible to overcome. Practically impossible to overcome these attachments. Devotee showed Srila Prabhupada one house and they showed that behind the house there was a beautiful tree and the tree was bent, you know, very scenically, and it was just like touching the roof of this house. Look very wonderful. And the devotee showed Prabhupada, just see Srila Prabhupada, how beautiful that tree looks, bending down like that. Prabhupada said, it must have been the owner of the house in the last life. And is still thinking about it. So this is how, in the seventh canto, it is described, how the reincarnation takes place is not because of the body. It happens because of the mind. So therefore, the real shakti lies in the mind. Duranta shakti. So therefore here, Gajendra is under the misconception, I am an elephant. And the crocodile is its enemy. So, the misconception arises from within the mind. And therefore it is the mind which needs to be purified. So we'll see that how this insurmountable forces of the anarthas, lust, attachment, greed can be overcome. The Shastras describe that they can be only overcome in one situation. When one comes in the association of devotees. So, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita in Ramanand Samvad, the Lord is quoting certain verses. Ramananda is quoting certain verses. And in one verse he says, what are the four causes of unhappiness in life? What are the four things which really make someone unhappy? So he quotes, Mam anaradya dukkhartha kutumba sakta manasa satsanga rahito martyo vriddha seva parichyuta. Very beautiful verse. He says, the four causes of unhappiness are, number one, anaradya. That means, kutumbasakta manasa satsangarahita. So the first cause of unhappiness is no association of devotees. One may work hard, make money, travel all over the world, go to any planet. But the important thing is, are there bona fide devotees engaged in hearing and chanting? Right? As recently during one class, Sridharma Prabhu was making a very nice point. What are the three things one needs for right decision making? If you want to make decisions in life, everyone is faced with various kinds of situations. He has to decide this way or that way. Get this or get that. Three very important things. He says, first is Sukriti. One needs good Sukriti. Secondly, he says, one needs good Vivek. Vivek means discrimination. And third is, one needs a lot of Kripa or mercy. So therefore, when we have to decide how to be happy, the first thing is this decision going to bring me closer to the association of devotees? Number one. And number two, anaradhya. The second thing which makes one happy, unhappy is no opportunity to worship Krishna. If one cannot worship Krishna, he cannot be happy. Number three, kutumbasakta manasa is intense attachment to one's family and thinking that this is one all and be all. So a proper grihastha understands Krishna is the center and engages the family in Krishna's service. But not having that idea will create unhappiness. And fourth is that vriddha seva parichyuta, no opportunity to serve elderly people and senior Vaishnavas. No opportunity for serving great souls. So if these four items come in our life, that is going to create unhappiness. That is, Ramananda is quoting in these verses. Swa jivanadhikam prarthyam sri Vishnu janasangata vichhedena kshanam chatra na sukhamsham labhamahe. He says, if you want real happiness, swa jivan adhikam prarthyam, more dear than one's own life is Sri Vishnu janasangata, is devotees of Krishna. Vichhedena, if one is separated from devotees, kshanam cha atra, even for one moment, na sukha amsham labhamave, one will not get even one particle of happiness. Being separated from devotees for one particle of a moment will not give access to even one particle of happiness. So how important the association is. So in such association, one actually gets the opportunity to overcome, you know, all of these anarthas in a proper manner with the proper guidance. Otherwise it's practically impossible. Asahya vega. It is like a fast flowing river. The whirlpools are so strong, one will get sucked. It's not possible to overcome. Like in the same lecture, I heard that very interesting statement of Devamrita Swami. And he asked a question. Where are the two places where there is uninterrupted sense gratification? Everyone wants sense gratification. Let's enjoy the senses. So he says, where are the two places where there is unlimited sense gratification? One is Vrindavan. And second is imagination. These are the only two places. Otherwise, in reality, it is not possible. Like Radhashyam Prabhu was distributing books, and he was showing books to someone, and he was giving various arguments, you know, why God exists, and why soul exists, and this and that, and he was trying to give a condensed Gita course, like, in a few minutes. But he was not getting convinced, so finally Radhashyam Prabhu told him that, are you not interested in being happy? And immediately he said, not like you. We don't want this brand of happiness. So people think, we can follow our own methods and process and still be happy. But that's not possible. So therefore, today we will now discuss how the person actually comes into the association of devotees. Because that will actually turn the entire course of his future. Right? Just like a ship is there or an airplane is there. The course, if it is changed, like any airplane which takes off from Philadelphia, if the course changes by 1 degree, instead of Tel Aviv, it lands somewhere in Moscow. That is how much the direction will change. So small decisions you make in life now about whom to associate, where to associate, and what to do will completely change the course of your future 30, 40 years from now. And similarly, that becomes the responsibility of devotees to preach, that one small book you give, one laddu you give, or one small message you give could practically change the lives and directions of someone few years from now. And you are not even aware. So what an important responsibility rests with the association of devotees to bring more and more people and save them from the influence of hellish life. That's a very critical point. Like many years back, I remember when I was, you know, studying in IIT and coming here to the temple. I was sitting in the Brahmachari ashram as a student, and, you know, I was talking to Krishnanand Prabhu, about something. And then suddenly one gentleman entered, you know, and he introduced himself. He said, "I am captain from the Navy and I just came to the temple." Sir Krishna asked, "Why you came?" He says, "One of my friends, it seems, has come today for the Sunday program and he has not yet reached home. So we feel he is lost somewhere. So I have come searching for him." So Krishna Prabhu said, "He may be lost, but you are also lost. Because you do not know what is the goal of your life. Do you know what is the goal of your life? Do you know who you are? Do you know what is the destination?" He says, "No, sit down." That's it, right in front of me. Now of course he is initiated, you know, devotee, Sundaranand Prabhu. He was in the, you know, Navy. So right there he came searching for his friend. You know, and he met his best friend, Krishna. There is this book, Krishna, Your Best Friend. So therefore, this very important responsibility rests. So Agyata Sukriti is defined as, there are two definitions of Agyata Sukriti. Pious activities performed without the actor's knowledge, number one. And second is, permanent spiritual assets which one acquires by serving a pure devotee. That may also be unknowingly. So, one actually creates these sukritis, and Krishna says, "Yesham tu antagatam papam jananam punya karmana. Te dvandva moha nirmukta." So, an accumulation of these sukritis ultimately help a person become detached and become attached to Krishna. Like that. So, we will see some scenarios how different kinds of personalities in different categories by the accumulation of Agyata Sukriti have benefited. Right? So, six categories are there. And how Agyata Sukriti helps them ultimately come to Krishna. So, first is demoniac. One who is demoniac. Right? So in this, the first and most beautiful example is that of Putana. Padbhyam bhakti hridistabhyam vandyabhyam loka vanditaihi. Angam yasya samakramya bhagavan apitatstanam. So it is described that Putana was actually Bali Maharaj's sister. And as Ratnavali, she saw Vamanadev and she became attracted. And she thought, how nice it will be for me to get an opportunity to be a mother and give milk. So that one thought was Sukriti. But then when Vamandev did what he did to Bali Maharaj, she became a little disturbed. So then she went through these combination of emotions. So Krishna kept a note of this, and in the next life, he gave an opportunity for fulfilling that desire. So Shukadeva Goswami is saying, Padbhyam bhakta hridistabhyam vandabhyam. The great devotees are constantly meditating on whose lotus feet? The great demigods. Vandabhyam loka vanditaihi. The 33 crore demigods who are worshipped by the common people. They are constantly thinking of Krishna's lotus feet in their heart. Angam yasya samakramya. That tiny little lotus feet of Krishna, they were pressing upon Putana's demoniac form. Bhagavan api tatstanam. Still, Krishna drank the milk. Yatu dhanyapi sa swargam avap jananim gatim. Krishna bhukta stana kshira kim uggavonu matra. And thus, Krishna gave the position of mother to someone who came to kill him. What to speak of others who are giving Krishna milk out of love and affection like the gopis? Who can understand their glories? Even Brahmaji gets bewildered. Brahmaji in his prayers is saying, Putana came dressed as a devotee, dressed as Vrajavasi, with poison, wanted to kill you, and you made her mother. So I am thinking, what is remaining for you to give to the Vrajavasis now? Is there anything remaining in your stock? What can you give? So therefore, Krishna was reciprocating like that. So thus, Krishna's darshan is very, very purifying. Then we have, like for example, I remember that I was distributing Bhagavad Gita this December with our Arvind Prabhu, you know, and both were distributing in the local train. And it so happened that, you know, one day we spent like more than half an hour and nothing was going. And he was getting extremely disturbed. And he's used to like big scores, you know. So I'm not used to any scores, so I was detached. So I was saying, okay, no problem. And then after half an hour, then I was showing Bhagavad Gita to one gentleman. And he said, I already have the Gita. Then I was still trying to explain to him. And then he says, no, I have the Gita. This same Gita I have with me. In fact, I have two. Because one I got, one my father got. So then I just said, okay, no problem. I gave a nice smile, said, thank you very much, come to our temple. And I got down. And then we got into the next bogie. And as soon as we got into the next bogie, this gentleman followed. And I see that he is again there in the next bogie. And he came to me and said, give me the Gita. So I said, you already have two. He says, no, you gave such a good smile, I want this Gita now. I said, why? He says, because so much frustration is going on, everyone is shouting at me, screaming at me, no one is smiling at me. So I said, just because of that? He said, yeah. Just give me, and give me your temple address. I want to come, I'm so frustrated. So, you know, people are already just there, very close. And Prabhupada said, in India especially, people are already inclined to Krishna consciousness. All you need to do is be there, and then give them that connection. There is an interesting purport Chakravarti Pad gives. When Narad Muni goes to meet Kamsa after the killing of Arishtasur, so Arishte Nihite Daitye Krishnaya Krishnena Adbhuta Karmana. So Krishna, he killed Arishtasur. But after killing Arishtasur, Kamsaya Athaya Bhagavan Narado Devadarshana. Narad Muni appears and comes in front of Kamsa. And then he speaks that, oh, your mission, you know, that is actually Vasudev's son, not Nanda Maharaj's son. That is Krishna and Balram, you know, he's supposed to kill you and this, that, all these things he reveals. So Chakravarti Pad says that because Kamsa heard, you know, Harikatha from Narad Muni. It was Narad Muni's Bhagavatam class, right? That this is Krishna is the Supreme Lord and he has come to kill you, and you know, he's Vasudev's son and he was transferred right from Mathura. You were all sleeping peacefully, you didn't know. All of those things he revealed. So therefore, because of that Harikatha, because of that Shravanam, then Kamsa got, so because so far Kamsa was in Mathura, Krishna was in Vrindavan, he never got a chance to see Krishna. As a result of that Shravan, he got Krishna's darshan in Mathura, Krishna came. And that darshan was the last darshan, in one sense, because Krishna just, you know, sat on his chest and pounded him completely. So Narad Muni in that sense is, you know, very much responsible for creating auspiciousness wherever he goes. I was just reading Braj Bihari Prabhu's notes in the Brahmachari class, and there was one class given by Gopinath Chandra Prabhu. And he says, we made a very nice point about Narad Muni. He says, Narad Muni does all kinds of preaching. You know, he is into GFS, Gopal Fun School, because he preached to Dhruv Maharaj, you know, small boy. He is into IYS, because of preaching to Hariyashwas, Daksha's sons. He is into congregation preaching, Chitraketu and his wife, or probably counseling, whatever you may call. He is into life membership cultivation, King Prachini Barishad. He is into Varishta Vaishnavas, preaching to Prachetas after their retirement. He is into prison ministry, Valmiki. And he is into BBT, Vyasdev. So these are realizations of Gopinath Chandra Prabhu on Narad Muni and his, you know, various range of activities like that. So therefore Krishna actually wants all of these demoniac propensities also to change and demons to come close to him. Third canto Bhagavatam says, very nice verse, the real heart of Krishna. Bhagavatam reveals the heart of Krishna. If you want to know someone, you should know what his heart is. And then only you can develop a relationship. Sakarna dushasana shaubalanam kumantra pakena hatashriyojasham suyodhanam sanucharam shayanam bhagnor urvyam na nanandapashyan. Beautiful verse is described by Vidura. Vidura is explaining how Krishna was having so much pain dealing with the Kauravas. If someone doesn't deal with us properly and keeps offending and keeps shouting back and screaming back and disobedient, we literally feel like not having to do anything with that person, want to go away. So just imagine Krishna, for us reading and seeing Mahabharata is very enjoyable. So one should not think that for Krishna also it was like that. Of course, he is Sachidananda Vigraha. But Bhagavatam says that Sakarna Dushasana Shauvalanam, Karna Dushasana and Shakuni Kumantra Pakena Hatashriyu. They were making so many political intrigues against Krishna, against the Pandavas, that Suyodhanam Sanucharam Shayanam. In the end, the result of all of that Kumantra Paka, they were giving so much bad advice to Suyodhanam. So Bhagavatam in Vidura says, he doesn't call Duryodhan, he calls him Suyodhanam. Suyodhanam Sanucharam Shayanam, along with Anuchar, along with all of his associates, he was lying on the ground on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. How Bhagnoru Urvyam, his very formidable thighs broken. And seeing that, when we see a fight sequence, and when we see like Duryodhan or Dushasan getting bashed up and fallen, and you know, we feel happy. Ah, gone. Duryodhan is gone. Wonderful. But na nanand pashyan. Bhagavatam says Krishna was not happy. Na nanand. Krishna would rather have their criminal mentality reformed and they becoming nice devotees. But seeing their rebellious mentality, he was extremely distressed. In one of Japa books or Vrindavan books of Dhanurdhara Maharaj, he writes that Duryodhan, his speciality was he would never allow anyone even to carry an umbrella. Even in hot summer, he would walk without anyone carrying umbrella. Why? He could not tolerate anyone above him. That was the height of his false ego. So Bhagavatam says, Suyodhanam sanucharam shayanam nananand pashyan. Krishna was not happy. So therefore this is the first activity, that means demoniac personalities, and these demoniac personalities can also get some sukriti and come closer to the Lord like that. Someone told Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, they are throwing Bhagavad Gita's in the trash can. Prabhupada says, this is Kali Yuga. They are throwing aborted fetuses in the trash can. So what to speak of Bhagavad Gita? Tamal Krishna Maharaj was, you know, somewhere preaching in Asia. And he was staying in a hotel above. And then he was having this strange smell. And he would see big crowds of people coming to that restaurant. And he asked. And then next day morning he saw a big crowd of people protesting, shouting slogans below. And there was like a dharna. He said, what's going on? Why is this shouting and screaming? He said, this restaurant was famous for serving human fetuses. And so therefore there was a crackdown and they closed it. And because they closed it, all the public is protesting against the closure. So this is the condition in Kali Yuga. So Prabhupada said, what is so surprising? This is Kali Yuga. So therefore, a person needs to understand that, yes, by bringing in Krishna in some form, the transformation is possible. Again, Kaliya, The wives of Kaliya are praying, Kasyanu bhavoschana deva vidmahe tavangri renus parashadikara. How could our envious husband have the fortune of having the dust of your lotus feet sprinkled upon his head? Yad vanchaya shri lalana charattapo. Even Shri or Lakshmi is performing tapasya for so long, still can't have that fortune. Vihaya kaman suchiran dridavvata. She is performing determined austerities. So that is because of sukriti obtained by Kaliya, because of sambandha or relationship with devotees. So that was a sukriti. Because of the wives of Kaliya were great souls. Like that. One time I was talking to one assistant commissioner of police many years back. And he was famous for, you know, many encounter. He was like an encounter specialist. You know, everyone knows what that means. So, he had been transferred to many places because of that. Because he was very expert in that. And then I had been told this background. So when I met him, the first question he asked was, if suppose, Swamiji, I want to ask you a question from the Gita. I am a great fan of Bhagavad Gita. I want to know Krishna's opinion on this. So what's that? If I know that some criminal is going to be released, somehow he will escape the clutches of law, and if he escapes, he is going to create havoc. And in order to protect society, someone eliminates him. He said, someone. So according to Bhagavad Gita, is it karma, vikarma or akarma? You know, so I have to be very careful giving answer to encounter specialist. So I said that, okay, if there is a direct sanction of the Lord, like it was for Arjuna, so one can say it is akarma. But otherwise, in Kali Yuga, how is it possible that one can take the law in his own hands? That's not possible. So one may start off saying that I am doing it as a duty. Each person may start having his own conception, that inspiration, what is right, what is wrong. And tomorrow, you may get into the habit, you know, and you will start having your quota. And then when the quota is not fulfilled, even if someone is not deserving, you may do something. So better, one should do things under guidance, and therefore Krishna doesn't recommend any of these activities. So therefore these demoniac propensities basically originate when there is breaking of the rules of Krishna as described in the 16th chapter. Yad shastra vidhi utsrijya vartate kamakarata. When you go against shastra, that is demoniac. What is shastra? The words of Krishna. So what Krishna speaks, that means defying Krishna's authority. That is demoniac, like that. So thus, we have the also example of Jagai and Madhai. They tell Lord Nityananda, Ami dekhi lama tama rakta pada ange, Sango upanga astra parishade sabhasange. My dear Lord, you are so merciful. I just wanted to see blood coming out from your body, but you showed me Sanga upanga astra. You showed me the divine presence of Lord Chaitanya and Advaita and you know, Sarup Damodar Goswami and all of these other associates I could see with my eyes just because of your divine mercy. I gave you blood. I drew blood out from you. But what you gave me was pure love. How merciful you are. Why? Because he was responsible for giving some protection and prevented Madhai from hitting again. So there was some sukriti as a result of bhakta raksha, protection given to some devotee. Although you may not know why you are doing that protection. Like that. Like one devotee was distributing books in Russia and he was getting beaten up by a local gunda on the street. So one KGB agent was, you know, moving around. And this KGB agent saw that poor guy is getting beaten up. So immediately intervened and thrashed that gunda and sent him away. And the KGB agent is not supposed to intervene in street fights. So he left and started walking. The devotee started walking behind him. He said, thank you sir, please wait. He said, hey, don't follow me, I'm not supposed to do this. No, thank you, you saved me. Please take this book. Said, no, no, don't give me book. No, no, I want to give you. Take. And he gave him Bhagavad Gita. And then he said, if you can make a donation, it will be good. Took money also. So that KGB agent took the Gita, went home, started reading. He got transformed. He already got some sukriti by protecting a devotee. And because of that, other KGB agents started noticing that he has given up vodka. And that was like a major revolution. How can this happen? You know, and when that happened, they started putting other agents to follow him. And this other agent noticed and sent report to headquarters that every day morning he kneels down on the ground and transmits secret message to some other country with a strange transmitter in his hand. So the Japmala he was seeing as transmitter and eyes closed and he's transmitting something to someone. So they made a plan to kill him because they realized that he is, you know, going off track. So they were determined to kill him. He also was KGB agent. He knew when these things happen, what is going to happen. So he also made his escape plan and somehow managed to escape to West Germany. And there he went to one of the ISKCON temples, joined, and he became one of the temple presidents. Just by protecting a devotee, he got that sukriti like that. Second category is someone who is sinful, you know, he can also get the sukriti. May not be demoniac really, but okay, sinful, like Ajamil. Mriyamano harer nam grinna putro pacharitam. Ajamilopi agadhama kimpunar. So Ajamil, it is described because of chanting his son's name, which was Narayan. So Ajamil chanted only at time of death, number one. Called out his son's name, number two. Number three, was not following regulative principles. And number four, never heard any glories of holy name. You know, he had never attended any of holy name seminars, and you know, Sudama Prabhu is doing such wonderful holy name seminars which are being appreciated everywhere. The power of the holy name, he didn't hear anything about that. So therefore, the verse says, if we not just chant at the time of death, but chant every day 16 rounds. So this verse is not an inspiration to follow in Ajamil's footsteps. That, oh, why am I chanting 16, Baba? This is very good. This is that we can do much better if we chant 16 rounds. And number two, rather than calling out son or someone else, if we directly call out Krishna, how much more benefit we'll get. And third is, if we follow the principle strictly, and number four, understand the glories of the holy name. So Bhaktitirtha Maharaj quotes Bhaktivinoda Thakur that when we do inoffensive chanting, offenseless chanting, that results in compassion. And that compassion manifests through various projects which devotees undertake. And then so many other devotees are employed and engaged in these projects. As a result, they are protected from the influence of material energy. So that is a product of offenseless chanting like that. And then, like in San Diego, the devotees were wanting to make a temple. So there was all NOC was there except one neighbor. The municipality said, you can make the temple, but you have to get NOC from this neighbor. And that fellow was an army man. And he said, I hate the Hare Krishnas. I hate this Hare Krishna you are singing. I can't tolerate that sound of that drum. So as long as I am here, you can never make that temple. He took a vow. Within 6 months, that person had been staying there for 15 years. He got transferred to Alaska. And ISKCON has a lot of presence in many states in America. But Alaska is one place where temple is not there. So Krishna took consideration that he doesn't like the kirtan. So better he goes to a place where there is no kirtan. So he just went. You know. And now the plan is on for the temple construction. So Ajamil got the sukriti of kirtan. And we have the example of the deviant personalities. One who is deviant. Who is deviant? One who goes away from the main path. Deviates. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions five kind of deviance or destructive actions. And it says, number one who is opposed to good work. Secondly, one who propagates false religion. False renunciation. Thirdly, one who propagates irreligion in the name of God. Fourthly, one who starts unjust wars. And fifth is one who wastes time, money and energy. So wasting of time, money, energy, this is also destructive action or deviation. So even deviance can be helped by Sukriti. And two examples are, one is Prakashananda Saraswati. And he was a pakka mayavadi, you know. But aapne prakashanande hatete dhuriya vasaila sabha madhye sammana kuriya. Because Prakashananda Saraswati saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting in the corner, his heart was melted. Oh, he's sitting at the place where you wash your feet. How can such a sannyasi be sitting there? And Prakashananda Saraswati came forward. Hatete dhuriya, gave his hand. And he brought him and sammana kuriya, gave him a lot of respect. Sabhate vasiya madhye, made him sit in the sabha. So Prabhupada mentions, beautiful purport, that because of the respect which Prakashananda Saraswati gave to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave a sadhu samman. So that was like a very important thing in transforming his heart. He made him eligible for getting Mahaprabhu's mercy. So even this kind of respect which one may have creates transformation. Then the second is Sarabhaum Bhattacharya. He was also another, at that point, a Mayavadi. And when he gets delivered, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says very clearly, Prabhu kahe tumi bhakta tuma sangha hoite Jagannath kripa ihar koila bhalamate. He tells Gopinath Acharya that the credit for Sarabhaum Bhattacharya's deliverance goes to you, Gopinath Acharya. Why? Because tumi bhakta, you are a devotee, toma sangha haite. So again, by sambandha, by relationship. And thus, Jagannath ihare kripa kaila bhalamate. Mahaprabhu says, Jagannath therefore has given mercy. Otherwise, he is a mayavadi. How he can get that? It is not possible. So therefore, even if one is totally deviant philosophy, totally following like mayavad, still he can get transformed when there is some connection with a devotee. And at this point, Gopinath Acharya also, he glorifies Sarabhaum Bhattacharya. Sarabhaum Bhattacharya immediately he replies, Tumi Mahabhagavat Ami Tarka Andhe Prabhu Kripa Kaila More Tomara Sambandhe. You are a Mahabhagavat, I am a logician, Lord Chaitanya has given mercy to me is because of my connection with you. Sarabhaum Bhattacharya admits it, my connection. Like our Yugal Kishore Prabhu, he says that he was connected to some Mayavadis before, or like he was being preached to some by some Mayavadi, and he was searching for different alternatives, and this Mayavadi came and was preaching, and he asked them, what is your philosophy? He said, our goal is to eternally swim in the ocean of Brahman. And Yugal Kishore Prabhu said, I don't know swimming and I'm afraid of swimming. So I don't definitely want to do anything with this. And then definitely he closed his options there. Another of our devotee, Bankim Rai Prabhu, he was also connected to some of these Mayavadi, missions. And he was very much opposed to Hare Krishna initially. In Delhi and then in Japan, and they were trying to chase him. Whenever they would call, say, I won't come to Hare Krishna. But Prasadam was having its effect slowly. Then he went to America. And then in US, he had really some good experience. His PhD guide one day called him and chastised him so badly that he was totally shocked, and he started thinking that, why did he do like this? Why did it happen? So many times these kind of heavy experiences are good. So he really kind of introspected and he thought, I don't want to do anything with these kind of people. And then that, after a few days, someone said, there is a Hare Krishna temple, will you come? He said, yes. So he went there. And the first thing they told him is, can you start cleaning the temple? So that is the first thing he did in ISKCON, cleaning. And that is still thing what he's doing here in Chowpatty. He's the cleaning in charge. So he started cleaning. He was not convinced of the philosophy. He was doing the service. And then by interacting with the devotees and gradually, you know, getting to know the devotees more, he really got transformed. And he decided to dedicate his life. And he's like a PhD from Japan, you know, M.Tech from IIT, PhD from Japan, and post-PhD was doing research in America. And here, you know, he's so humble, he keeps doing this cleaning service. You know, somebody was negotiating for Govinda's party, and our manager was talking to him, and he was not agreeing to the price, and he showed him Bankim Rao. You know who he is? He's a PhD. Just see, he's at the chapel stall. We don't need your money. We have PhDs here who do all these things. Immediately agreed for the price. So just by, you know, gradual accumulation of sukriti, things fructify. Here's a really interesting story. So when Prabhupada came here, they went to Amritsar, you know, and there were all these Mayavadis. And Prabhupada told Gurudas Prabhu, I don't want to talk to these Mayavadis. You give lecture. And Gurudas Prabhu said, everyone's saying here in this, you know, pandal, everything is one, everything is one. If everything is one, is Rasgulla and the stool on the street one? So everyone got bewildered. And they came to Prabhupada and said, Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, your disciple is calling us names. He's telling us to eat stool. Prabhupada called him, did you say that? He said, no, Prabhupada, I just gave an example. Stool on the street and Rasgulla cannot be the same. Prabhupada told these Mayavadi sannyasis who came complaining, don't worry, I will chastise him. My American disciples, they give very graphic examples. You know. Says, don't worry. And then when they left, Prabhupada looked at Gurudas Prabhu and said, what was that example? Stool on the street and Rasgulla, very good example. So Prabhupada was told that your devotees are like this. Prabhupada said one thing. They have relationship with me and they just follow what I say. And that is more than enough. That is their good qualification. So that is our good qualification, that we may not have any qualifications of our own, but just that relationship with Srila Prabhupada. And then there is this, you know, if someone is innocent, then also he can get transformed. Right? Apart from being a deviant, if someone is innocent, like for example, Dhruva Maharaj. He was innocent, he was just angry. So his mother said, Tamaiva Vatsashre Bhritya Vatsala Mumukshubi. Go, Narad Muni will be there. So he went to the forest, met Narad Muni, and just by hearing from Narad Muni, he got transformed. Right? And because of that, he got benefited, even his mother got benefited. Parikshit Maharaj is sitting, awaiting his death. Shukadeva Goswami comes right there. Apite Bhagavan Prita Krishna Pandu Sutapriya. So he says, you have come here, Shukadeva Maharaj, because my grandfathers were dear to Krishna. So Krishna is on the lookout, what is going on in their family in future. Is anyone in danger? I must help them. I must protect. Which insurance company will do this? Even for the next generation. So this is the highest insurance. Apite Bhagavan Prita. They were dear. Who? Krishna Pandu Suta Priya. Pandu Suta were Priya. Not that I am special. And because of my sambandha connection with those great souls, I am getting something. Paitra Satseva Prityartam Yad Gotrasya Atta Bandhava. Therefore, because of being in that gotra, I am getting the benefit. Like that. So then there is also the pious people who get benefited, apart from innocent. That is, example is Prabhupada says, Maitreya. When Maitreya comes at the same spot where Uddhava is and talking to Krishna, when Krishna is about to leave, so Maitreya sat and heard Uddhava Gita along with Uddhava. So that particular incident, Prabhupada says, Lokan Anucharan Siddha Asasadhya. How can someone who is not a pure devotee, he was a jnani, Maitreya was not a pure devotee, how could he come there? He says, because of some Agyata Sukruti. Otherwise, Krishna Darshan is possible only for pure devotee. And then he also gives example of Satyavrat Muni. You know, he gave service to Matsya. Small fish gave it another bigger pond and another bigger. That is another Agyat Sukriti accumulated out of Seva, performing some service unknowingly like that. And of course the last is, we have the example of a devotional, you know, attitude. One is already having a devotional attitude, then a little bit of Agyata Sukriti ultimately leads to come closer to Krishna. So right from demoniac to devotional, all the whole, you know, range is covered. One may be demoniac or sinful or deviant or innocent or pious. One is devotional like Yajnapatnis. Nishiddhamana patibi bratribi bandhivisa Bhagavati uttama shloke dirgha shrutar dhritashaya. Krishna was calling. Okay, he just said, okay, give some food, or give some prasad to my boys. And immediately they send everything. Chaturvidham bahu annam adaya bhajane. They send all the kinds of food which was made. And their husbands were stopping. Nishidhyamana. There was nished. Bratribi, bandhubi, sah. Friends, relatives, all family members, brother, they were all stopping. Why they didn't stop? Where they got that conviction? Bhagavati uttama shloke dirgha shruta. By hearing from the vegetable sellers, the betel nut sellers and other sellers who would come regularly in Vrindavan, these pious ladies, they were very devotional, they were hear Krishna Leela continuously. They had heard about Krishna before. Dirgha shruta dhrita ashaya. That long hearing about Krishna gave them that determination to actually overcome all the obstacles and go like that. So in this way there are so many nice, wonderful, you know, examples of how the Sukriti or pious credits accumulate. You know, it may come through hearing, by darshan, by tasting prasad, by contacting some devotee, seeing the deity form, getting a book, or any way. But that Sukriti adds up and ultimately fructifies in some positive devotional activity performed under the guidance. And once that begins, then a person is protected. And ultimately, Krishna takes care. So here Gajendra is completely in distress because of the crocodile. Right? So for many of us, it's like that. The mind is like that. It perceives various kinds of difficulties. Right? So many thoughts haunt us. Even when we are, you know, trying to do some meditation and focus our mind, we are totally bewildered by these thoughts. Thoughts of Icha and Dvesha. So Icha, thoughts of desires. And Dvesha is thoughts of envy towards other people and other devotees sometimes. And these thoughts are constantly haunting. You know, so it's just like the crocodile holding on to Gajendra's feet. It doesn't get out of the mind, it sticks to the mind because of the influence of the false ego. So because of that, all kinds of analysis and all kinds of, you know, reasoning power, everything fails. So then one has no other option but to chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare, Hare. When Yashoda Mai saw the dirt in Krishna's mouth, in Mrida Bhakshan Leela, when Krishna opened, then she saw the universal form in Krishna's mouth, right? And she got so bewildered. She didn't know what my child is going through. So many problems I've already seen he went through, but this is totally unique. So Prabhupada writes a brilliant purport. Atho yathavan na vitarka gocharam cheta mana karma. Cheta mana and karma. Vacho vir anjasa. Sometimes we go through problems. So Prabhupada says, how to deal with problems which come in life? He gives beautiful three-step solution. And Prabhupada just connects seven shlokas. All the shlokas we know. If you know these seven, then you can solve or at least intellectually analyze your problematic situation. Beautiful purport Prabhupada writes. He says, first is, what is the problem? The problem, he says, is we do five things when we are faced with difficulty in life. Speculation, contemplation, reasoning, argument and meditation. Why this happened? Why this happened? Why he spoke like this? Why he did like this? Why this suddenly these things happen? So these five things, Prabhupada says, give it up. How? On what basis? Reasoning? Achintya khalave bhava natam starkena yojayet. How this problem has come, I cannot understand. Give it up. So what is the solution, he says? Solution is two things. Realize Krishna's greatness and respect Krishna's power. And he quotes another second verse. Ishvara Paramakrishna Satchidananda. Anadir Adir Govinda. Okay, this problem is tormenting me, but there is a cause to that problem. There is a cause, but ultimately who is Anadir Adir? Govinda. Krishna is ultimately the cause of all causes. Okay. So, realize that and respect. And then thirdly he says, application. How to apply this? He says three things. One is knowledge. What is that knowledge? Tattenukampa susumikshamana. Whatever problem is happening is because of my past karma. Second is tolerate. Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna. And thirdly he says, let me be renounced. On what basis you will be renounced? Understand that Krishna is the enjoyer. Bhoktaram yagyatapasam. Sarva loka maheshwaram. Krishna is the owner of everything. Janasya mohoyam aham mameti. I think I am the owner. Right? And thirdly, Krishna is the protector. Prahlad Maharaj's words, balasya neha sharanam pitarav narsingha. That way you will be renounced. Aham mamasav patireshame suto Vrajeshwarasyakhila vittapasati gopyascha gopa saha godhanascha me yan mayayetham kumati samemati. Yashodama is saying, just see how puffed up I was. I was thinking I can protect my son. Are, just see the problem which I see in his mouth is beyond my capacity to handle. Aham mamasau pati reshame suto. I was thinking this is my son. And this is my husband, Nanda Maharaj. Patireshame sati. Vrajeshwari. I was thinking, I am Vrajeshwari. He is Vrajeshwar, I am Vrajeshwari. Akhila vittapa sati. We own all this property. Gopyascha gopasaha godhanaschame. I was thinking, these cows belong to us. These cowherd men and everyone respect us. They belong to us. That false conception that I am something, that is the cause of all my problem. Yan mayaya itham kumati. Therefore, I got bewildered. Samemati. So Prabhupada says, one has to be renounced from the false ego. And that is what Gajendra was thinking. First, I am the enjoyer. All these, you know, she elephants are mine. But when? The ichha. And then someone attacks that conception, it becomes dvesha. Oh, someone is preventing me from fulfilling my ichha. So that becomes the object of dvesha. So we are constantly tormented between. So therefore, Prabhupada has given a simple technique. Just hear the holy name and not allow the crocodiles of various nonsensical thoughts to latch on to our mind and pull us down. And the only way we can do is cry out to Krishna. So at one point of time, all speculation, contemplation, reasoning, argument, meditation must be given up, and helpless chanting of the holy name will bring in Krishna. And when Krishna sends the Sudarshan of his mercy, then these thoughts, these are after all thoughts which actually create the anxiety, and then one will bathe in the nectarian stream of the holy name. And when our mind is inundated in the holy name, then we will be illumined to reality and will realize all these thoughts were only nonsense. And thus one will realize the wonderful glory of being part of Srila Prabhupada's movement in the association of wonderful Vaishnavas. But the crocodile-like thoughts will sometimes make us feel, he's not good, he's bad, he's like this, he's like that. Ramananda Rai says that swa jivanadhikam prarthram Sri Vishnu jana. More than one's life is having association of devotees. So it is that crocodile which is creating trouble. And the only way is by loud and attentive chanting of the holy name, all of these crocodile-like thoughts can be destroyed. And we'll really be able to understand Srila Prabhupada's statement, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Thank you very much. Shrila Prabhupada ki.